Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 15th of April 2011. All of the technology news on Bagel Broadcast Friday. So here in the UK, Spotify has announced new limits for its free service. If you subscribe to their free service, then unfortunately, you won't be getting that much in the future. It's going to be based on when you signed up as to the changes that you get, but you will be limited to an amount of music that you can listen to, 10 hours per month, and also you won't be able to listen to any one track more than 5 times in that period. Oh dear, it seems like the unlimited service from Spotify in the UK is now limited. Google has used its earnings call to say that they're doing quite well. They've only just missed the forecast of the Wall Street analysts, but they've not done too bad. What they have got is 3 billion Android apps downloaded in the last quarter, which means that they're 50% up on the Q4 figure. Well done, Google. RIM have said that the Playbook email client is coming very, very soon, in perhaps this summer. What on earth is going on? You've released a tablet with no email client, and actually, the one thing that BlackBerry's famous for is its email and enterprise services fail. Jim, I'm afraid you're in big trouble here, mate, because this thing is in the toilet. What a waste of time it is. T-Mobile has issued out a new Rocket 4G modem. It looks fantastic. It sticks up out of your computer via USB, and you're going to get a whole bunch of data for a whole bunch of money. It's going to cost you $30 for a 1 gigabyte contract and $50 per month for a 3 gigabyte contract, which is an absolute rip-off. If you go to the UK, you can get 15 gig for £20. So that's about $35. You are paying just a little bit over the odds, it would seem. The Wall Street Journal has confirmed that the white iPhone will be here this spring. The white iPhone is I'm more likely to see a unicorn in my lifetime than a white iPhone, I reckon. Apparently, it's definitely coming in spring 2011. Wall Street Journal said it's definitely there, but there is no official line from Apple on the subject. No emails, nothing from Steve, and nothing to say that there's definitely coming. So I believe it when I see it. Apple has also outed iOS 4.3.2. It's a software update if you've got trouble with your iPad 3G or with FaceTime. Fixes a whole load of bugs. And it's supposed to fix the charging issue with the iPad, which apparently is quite common now. Unfortunately, mine's about 33% away from becoming a Frisbee because I can't get it to link in iTunes and I can't get it to take a charge at all anyway. I'll be up at the Apple store in Solihull this afternoon if anyone's going. I'll buy you a coffee. Spira Scout has released an inhaler that uses GPS and Wi-Fi to track your asthma attacks, but you'll be able to take hold of all the times that you've used it and plot it out on a map and see where you were. Kind of like iPhoto for your asthma attack, though. Western Digital has released the My Book Studio Edition. It's 6 terabytes of storage. This thing looks like a server itself. It is huge. There's a picture on the unofficial Apple weblog if you want to go and get it. Now, it's RAID 0 storage. It's got FireWire 800 and FireWire 400 interfaces, eSATA and USB 2. And it's only going to cost you $549, which is an incredible price. If you've got the need for that much storage in one place and you're running the risk of not being able to back it up, buy 2 of these at that price. That'd be good. Mirror them. Yeah, give that a go, because I think that's a great idea. If it doesn't come out at £549 here in the UK, I'd certainly buy it. iCade is really close to releasing the iPad Arcade. This is a thing that was a little April Fool's joke a year ago, where you put your iPad into something that looked like a 1970s gaming console. It's $100, it's gone through the FCC, so we're just waiting for them to release it now. It will come out though, that's for sure. And finally, if you're a YouTuber, you're going to know about copyright infringement, I would hope. But if you're a YouTuber that keeps putting up copyrighted content, YouTube have got a softly approach. They're going to send you to YouTube Copyright School. Yes, you will go and you will have to watch videos and see them all and learn about what copyright content and infringement means. And then you'll have to pass a test. There will be a multiple choice. I've got to see the example questions. I might put some copyrighted content up just so I can go through the program. If you don't go through the program and if you don't pass, guess what? No YouTube for you. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again in just a couple of hours at 11 o'clock with the photo show with Kyle and with Alex. And then we'll be back at 1 o'clock with the Mac Show with Andy and Atco, Don McAllister, Will Green from British Mac, Dr. Happy Mac, Kyle and myself. It'll be a real fun packed job today. And then finally at 10 p.m. tonight, we've got Eric Lanigan, Sarah Gray, James Hart, Kyle and myself again for the Bagel Tech Big Show. I hope you have a great day. Have a good weekend as well. I'll see you again on Monday. Thanks for listening.